Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. The obesity epidemic. It's striking all groups of Americans, rich or poor, educated or not, and no matter what ethnic group, a new study shows all groups are getting fatter. Yes, there are some differences based on education levels, but pretty much everyone's been getting fatter at the same rate over the last 25 years. Food is getting cheaper and more abundant, and the researchers who published in the journal CA, a cancer journal of clinicians, say it's not just that we may be eating more high-calorie food, but we are eating more of all types of food. So what can we do about it? They say taxing food with low nutritional value may be one idea, but there's not much support for it. And they say we need to consider strategies that replace calorie-dense food with fruits and vegetables rather than just adding them to the diet. And from Mayo Clinic, a study of a new non-mesh-based outpatient surgical procedure to treat female stress incontinence has promising results. Early results show that all patients have experienced decreased leakage volumes after surgery, while 80% reported no leakage and no longer required absorbent pads. Female stress incontinence is common and characterized by the loss of urine during physical activity, such as exercise, coughing, sneezing, or laughing. Here's Dr. Daniel Elliott.
We use a small incision on the woman's abdomen, about 5 centimeters long, and instead of going through the belly like the traditional surgery, we go through what's called the obturator foramen, which are the pelvic bones. So we're able to get that support in there without using mesh, and without using the large surgery from the belly. So best of both worlds. Outpatient procedure and minimally invasive and non-mesh, all natural.
They say they still need long-term follow-up to see how patients do over years, but so far, things look very promising. And finally, do you want to reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes? Well, pour yourself a cup of coffee. A study from the Harvard School of Public Health found people who increased the amount of coffee they drank each day by more than one cup over a 4-year period had an 11% lower risk for type 2 diabetes than those who made no changes to their coffee consumption. Plus, they found those who decreased their coffee intake by more than a cup a day increased their type 2 diabetes risk by 17%. They say these findings show for most people, coffee may have health benefits, but coffee is only one of many things that influence diabetes risk. More important, you need to watch your weight and be active. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.